This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hi! Glad you're back for all ones of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. What does that mean? Episode 111. 111. My name's Casey.
My name's Quinn.
Thank you for being here with us today and joining us for another episode. What shall we talk about today, Quinn?
Our new location.
Oh, we are in a new location. We're giving it a try. We have yet to be consistently happy with where we're recording this, and we just got a new microphone. And so we're just trying a new location, which is our original location under the stairs, plus added a table and chairs this time. And it's a little cramped. So we have two Christmas trees in this tiny little space along with us in the box. There's not like a full Christmas tree behind us, but you know how big Christmas tree boxes are. So we have those, which doesn't give us a lot of room in here. And we didn't want to haul out the trees. And anyway, this is a trial run for under the stairs. Yes.
We should really put something like hang something up here.
Like a backdrop.
Backdrop or a poster or Trivia for Kids thing.
Maybe we could put some kind of green screen back here, and then we could have like a video to or a picture to go along with the answer. That's getting real techie. It's getting real techie. You learn how to do that, and I'll just keep doing this, and then we'll meet back up. Okay? Put it on your to-do list. But for now, write it down.
Mental checklist.
Mental checklist. But for now. How about just some jokes while you mentally check your list? We have four jokes today. They were so good, I want to throw them all in one episode. The first joke comes from listener Finn.
Thank you, Finn.
Where does an apple go on vacation?
The Big Apple.
Minneapolis. The Big Apple was also a good guess. Have you ever been to Minneapolis?
Yes.
Have you ever been to Annapolis? Have you ever been to the Big Apple? Okay. Have you ever been to Appleton, Wisconsin?
No.
Have you ever been to Apple Valley? I know there's an Apple Valley somewhere. Anyway, that's where all the apples could be from. And joke number two comes from listener Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
I'm quite sure Molly made this one up. What did the person say to the donut?
You got a hole in you.
Donut feed the squirrels. Love it. All right. There are five jokes. Joke number three comes from listener Scarlett.
Thank you, Scarlett.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who, who?
Don't get so excited. It's just a joke. Who, who? All right. Joke number four comes from listener Bennett.
Thank you, Bennett.
What kind of metal will make a robber run away?
Copper
is the answer. Good one. And the last joke comes from Claire and Henry.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Henry.
Why was the snowman looking through the carrots?
I don't know.
Because he was picking his nose. I love that joke. That is a great joke.
I love that.
Quinn, how are you feeling today?
I'm good.
Are you feeling brainiac-ish?
Nope.
Well, you better be, because it is time for some trivia.
Woo! Boo, 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 boo.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of five rounds with seven questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the fifth round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number one. The category is extinct animals. Question one. What is the name of the long-fanged extinct species of big cat that was native to North America? Question two, what was the name of the largest type of shark to ever exist? Question three, which flightless bird, endemic to the island of Mauritius, went extinct in the 17th century? Here's a hint. When you think of extinct animals, most people think of this one. Question four. Which extinct species of reptile was often called the sail-backed dinosaur? Question five. What is the name of the hairy extinct animal that is a relative of today's elephants? Question six. Which extinct species of rhinoceros had a thick coat of fur and lived during the Ice Age? Question seven. What is the biggest reason animals face extinction on Earth today? And now the round one answers. Question one. What is the name of the long-fanged extinct species of big cat that was native to North America?
The saber-toothed tiger?
Yes, the saber-toothed tiger. Long fangs.
Yeah.
Do you suppose they were probably more of a nuisance than anything? But I bet they could have used them to like poke into stuff and pull it, like to drag stuff,
oh.
Or like probably used it to get prey.
Like a pickaxe for ice.
Oh, it was from the Ice Age. Quinn, you might be onto something. Maybe that's why they had the long teeth. Like a pickaxe to get in the ice. Question two. What was the name of the largest type of shark to ever exist?
The megalodon.
It is the megalodon. I should have asked Brooks that one. They were three times longer than the largest recorded great white shark. That's a big shark. That's a big shark.
I'm glad that they're not alive anymore.
Yeah. They would give whales a run for their money in size, I think.
Yeah.
Question three. Which flightless bird, endemic to the island of Mauritius, went extinct during the 17th century? I'll give you a hint. When I think of extinct animals, I think of...
Dodo.
Yes, it is the dodo bird. Found by Dutch soldiers around 1600 on an island in the Indian Ocean called Mauritius, the dodo became extinct less than 80 years later because of deforestation, hunting, and destruction of their nests by animals brought to the island by the Dutch. But that's so funny that you said dodo, because like, if anybody says name an extinct animal,
I say dodo.
The first thing I say is dodo. So yes, ma'am. Question four, which extinct species of reptile was often called the sail-backed dinosaur?
Hi, I don't know.
Spinosaurus.
Oh.
They had a huge, almost like fan-like.
Yeah, and then it had like
but bony. Yeah. So it had bones that held it up. And then it was like a fan all along their back, like a big sail. Spinosaurus.
That's crazy.
Question five. What is the name of the hairy extinct animal that is a relative of today's elephants?
The mammoth.
Woolly mammoth. That is the answer. If you stepped outside 20,000 years ago, you'd probably need a winter coat, even in the summer. That's because the Earth was experiencing an ice age, a time when sheets of ice covered large parts of North America, Europe, and Asia. So, Ice Age the movie is based on an actual ice age that happened to our Earth.
It has the saber-toothed tiger and the mammoth.
It does, both of them, yes. Does it have the dodo?
Nar.
Question six. Which extinct species of rhinoceros had a thick coat of fur and lived during the Ice Age?
I don't know.
Woolly rhinoceros. I know. Just like a woolly mammoth. It's kind of like an elephant. There were woolly rhinoceri. Rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses.
Woolly rhinoceroses.
Woolly rhinoceroses. I didn't know there were woolly rhinos along with woolly mammoths.
I did not know that either.
Learn something. Question 7. What is the biggest reason animals face extinction on Earth today?
Hunting?
Habitat loss. Our world's population is increasing by millions of people each year. All of these people are using more and more resources, leaving fewer resources for Earth's other species. Other causes include habitat changes, over-exploitation of wildlife for commercial purposes, like anything, hunting, poaching, using animals for food and fur and medicine and all the things, the introduction of harmful non-native species, pollution, and the spread of diseases. So basically, the answer is humans are causing animals to go extinct because we're just taking over everything and they don't have room to live or resources to live, which is really sad.
That's so sad.
So sad. Round number 2, the category is female singers. Question 1. In April of 2024, Taylor Swift released an album called The Tortured Poets What? Question 2. In a popular song, what does Miley Cyrus say that she can buy herself? Question 3. In Beyoncé's song, Texas Hold'em, what natural disaster does she say is in her city? Question 4. Olivia Rodrigo sings about a bloodsucker and a dream crusher in the song called What? Question 5. In a song from the Barbie movie soundtrack, Dua Lipa wants you to do what for the whole night? Question 6. What word does Billie Eilish say in the song Bad Guy after she says the lyric, I'm the bad guy? Question 7. What animal noise does Katy Perry say that you are going to hear her do in a song? Round 2 answers. Question 1. In April of 2024, Taylor Swift released an album called The Tortured Poets What?
Notes. I don't...
Tortured Poets Department.
I don't listen to Taylor Swift.
You don't? I thought you liked her.
No, Ryan does.
Okay, well, it's called The Tortured Poets Department. And apparently it was a double album that had 31 songs on it. You know why I know that? Because we got it wrong as a trivia question when we played trivia the other night. Oh. All right, question 2. In a popular song, what does Miley Cyrus say she can buy herself?
Flowers?
I can buy myself flowers. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Flowers is the answer. Question 3. In Beyoncé's song, Texas Hold'em, what natural disaster does she say is in her city? There's a tornado in my city.
But it also says there's a heat wave coming at us.
Oh. It's not really a that, well, that's not really a disaster, but it's a natural occurring thing. So thank you. If you said heat wave, we'll count that too. I love this song.
Yeah, me too.
Oh man, I love it. Ooh, one step to the right. Oh, I love that song. It's so good.
It is really good.
Question four. Olivia Rodrigo sings about a bloodsucker and a dream crusher in a song called what?
Vampire.
Vampire. You gotta listen to the clean version of that song. Great song, though. Question five. In a song from the Barbie movie soundtrack, Dua Lipa wants you to do what for the whole night?
Dance.
Dance. Dance the night away. Dance. Oh man, that's catchy too. Dance and dance, I could dance, I could dance. Quinn would sing that anyway. You could watch me dance and you could sing. How about that? You sing right now and I'll just dance. Oh man, I hope you're watching the YouTube version of this because there are moves coming in this basement under the stairs like nobody's business. Question six. What word does Billie Eilish say in the song Bad Guy after she says the lyric, I'm the bad guy?
Duh.
Another great song. Oh, so good. I'm the bad. Oh, that sounds like a sheep. It does kind of go. Her voice kind of does that. I'm the bad guy. Duh. So good.
Yeah.
Question seven. What animal noise does Katy Perry say that you are going to hear her do in a song?
You're gonna hear me roar.
Roar is the answer. You're gonna hear me roar. Oh man, nailed that one.
I'm sorry, guys.
Round number three. The category is bread. Question one. All bread begins as a mixture of flour and what to create a dough? Question two. What is the process when you push and pull dough to warm and stretch a substance called gluten? Question three. Wheat farming began around how many years ago? 1,000 years, 5,000 years, or 10,000 years ago? Question four. In what country should you never turn a baguette upside down because it is considered bad luck? Question five, true or false? Keeping your bread in the refrigerator makes it go stale 6 times faster than it would at room temperature. Question six, idiom alert. If someone says, Sarah makes her bread and butter by being a doctor, what are they referring to? Question seven. What type of bread item is unlimited at the Olive Garden with the purchase of a meal? Round three answers. Question one. All bread begins as a mixture of flour and what to create a dough?
Yeast.
Water. Flour and water. While some bread is flat, most breads also include a raising agent in the dough to make the finished bread light and fluffy. Raising agents could be baking powder, yeast, or a sourdough starter. The most common raising agent is yeast. Question number two, what is the process when you push and pull dough to warm and stretch a substance called gluten?
I don't know.
Knead.
Oh.
You have to knead the bread. And I will tell you, kneading is hard work. You gotta jerk it back and push it down. Pull it back, push it down.
Sounds kind of
an over. Flop it over. Push it back and pull it down because you gotta build gluten in the bread. Science. I don't understand it, but you have to knead it for a really long time. You have to have real strong arms to make bread.
Do robots need bread?
Do robots need bread? Oh, you can, I think you can throw it in a mixer and there's like
yeah,
an attachment to a mixer that flops it around a little bit. So yes, robots need bread. That's a hard word in that sentence.
I'm going to say robots need bread.
Because need in this instance is spelled K-N-E-A-D.
But then
N-E-E-D is also need. Anyway, English language is so confusing. Question three, wheat farming began around how many years ago? 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000 years ago?
10,000 years ago.
That's right. We've been making bread and farming wheat for a really, really long time. Wow.
That's impressive.
That is. Question four, in what country should you never turn a baguette upside down because it is considered bad luck?
France.
It is France. That's right. Because, well, baguettes come from France. So a piece of, or a loaf of bread sits on the flat part of the bread. And I guess you're not supposed to flip it this way so that the top is then on the bottom. I don't know. It's bad luck, apparently. Don't do it. Question five, true or false? Keeping your bread in the refrigerator makes it go stale 6 times faster than it would at room temperature.
That's true.
It is true. Mom, listen to this. My mom keeps bread in the refrigerator. So the starch molecules in bread recrystallize very quickly at cool temperatures and cause the bread to stale much faster when refrigerated. Store-bought loaves should be kept in an airtight plastic bag at room temperature rather than in the fridge. So that's so interesting. So if you're keeping your bread in the fridge to try to make it last longer,
don't do it.
Don't do that.
It doesn't make it last longer.
Question six, idiom alert. If someone says Sarah makes her bread and butter by being a doctor, what are they referring to?
Money.
Her job or her money. If I said like, oh, being an accountant, that's my bread and butter. That's like my job or how I make my money.
Breadwinner.
That's a different, that would have been another idiom for bread. So the breadwinner is the person who
makes the most money
in a family. Yeah. Some word experts say the phrase bread and butter began in Europe during the Middle Ages. At that time, many peasants could only afford bread and butter as their entire meal, or they would eat it with soup. So bread and butter was a food staple. Oh,
that's sad.
That is sad. Question seven. What type of bread item is unlimited at the Olive Garden with the purchase of a meal?
Breadsticks.
Yes, that
is correct.
I went
there for my first time. It was so good.
The breadsticks are...
they're like squishy and like seasoned and greasy and...
yeah, chef's kiss on Olive Garden breadsticks. And you know what? I think they make their croutons for their salad out of like old breadsticks. So their croutons are just as yummy. Now guess what it's time for?
Break
with Brooks. Guess who's here? This guy. You smell like outside. Were you playing outside? What were you playing?
Soccer.
Oh, you're playing soccer? Who's your favorite soccer player?
Number 7.
Who's number 7?
Christy.
Christy? Like your aunt?
No.
Who?
Cristiano
Ronaldo. Why do you like Cristiano Ronaldo?
Scores every shot.
Because he scores every shot. Do you score every shot? No?
Sometimes I miss, but sometimes.
Sometimes you miss. All right, this break with Brooks. Brooks wants to do some trivia, and the trivia he wants to do is NFL teams. So I'm going to give him the city or the state, and you tell me the team, okay? Ready? We'll do them really rapid fire. Minnesota.
Right.
New Orleans.
Right.
Saints. How about Denver?
Lions, like the team.
No, that's Detroit. That's the D2. Denver Broncos. Yeah. How about Arizona?
That's a team.
Yeah. What's their mascot?
A cardinal.
Yeah, the Cardinals. How about New York? There's two of them.
City.
New York City. They're the New York Cities. No. New York Jets. And New York Giants. How about Pittsburgh?
Steelers.
Steelers. How about Buffalo?
Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Good one. They're the Buffalo Bills. All right. Thanks for Break with Brooks. That was hilarious. Hey, bye.
Baby.
Round number four. The category is English football or soccer. Question one. What is the top professional football league in England? Question two. Don't be sad when you find out that Chelsea's nickname is what color? Question three. How many teams can get relegated or promoted between tiers of the league every year? Question four. Like an NBA team in San Antonio, Tottenham Hotspur is known as the what? Question five. In the United States, we call soccer shoes cleats. But what do English football players call their shoes? Question six. Ursula, Jafar, Maleficent, and Cruella de Vil all love Aston Villa because they are known as what? Question seven. Brighton and Hove Albion have a nickname that is the same as what type of bothersome birds that try to eat your food on the beach? Round four answers. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory for round four, Quinn. There was a listener who wrote in who lives in England, and he was like, you always do American sports. How about English football or soccer? And I was like, absolutely. And he said, I don't know how, he gets a kick out of it when we do our English accents. So it's time to whip them out. English accent time.
No,
that's Australian. Find your English one. Oh, man. Question one. What is the top professional football league in England?
World Cup.
The World Cup. No. It is called the Premier League. The Premier League is the top league in English football.
I cannot take you seriously.
Question two. I don't know why I sound like a man. I gotta quit that accent. Don't be sad when you find out that Chelsea's nickname is what color? Chelsea is the name of a team, not a girl.
Blue.
They are the Blues. I'm guessing because they wear blue outfits.
Maybe. Maybe because they're sad.
Maybe because they're sad.
Because they have a girl's name as
no. What's wrong with a girl's name? I like it. Question three. How many teams can get relegated or promoted between tiers of the league every year?
I don't know.
Pick a number.
17.
17. There's only 20 total teams in each league. So that might be a little high. So let me explain that question a little bit. The way that the English Football League works is that there are four main levels. There's the Premier League, the Championship League, then there's League One and League Two. So if you are in the top three teams in one of the lower leagues, you move up to the next league. If you're in the bottom, you move down. That's called relegated. So if you move up, you're promoted. If you move down, you're relegated, which is really cool. And I wish American sports would do that, because then it would give the teams that, you know, were really good in this, you know, lower league, the chance to move up to the big leagues or whatever. So yeah. English football, this is a huge deal in England to get promoted or to get relegated, because then you go, it's a whole thing.
So what's the answer?
Three. Did I never tell you the answer? The answer is three. Three teams either move up, unless you're in the Premier League, because that's the top, or three leagues.
You can't move up or down when you're in the Premier League?
You can move down. You can go out of the Premier League, but you can't go up because that's the top.
Roadblock.
Question four. Like an NBA team in San Antonio, Tottenham Hotspur is known as the what?
A brain fart.
The Spurs.
Oh.
San Antonio Spurs, Tottenham Hotspur, Spurs. That's sort of their nickname.
Oh.
Maybe Chelsea's nickname is the Blues because it's like the C, like Hotspur, the Spurs, Chelsea, the Blues. I don't know. Question five. In the U.S., we call soccer shoes cleats. But what do English football players call their shoes?
Boots.
They call them boots.
Actually?
Yep, you're right. Do you know what they call the trunk of a car?
The trunk.
Also a boot.
Oh, I knew that. My bad.
So you can put your boots in the boot.
You know what they call the bubbler? No, wait. You know what they call the water fountain?
That's in Boston. Good try. Do you know what they call chips?
Crisps.
Crisps. Question six. Ursula, Jafar, Maleficent, and Cruella de Vil will all love Aston Villa because they are known as what?
The villains.
The villains. You're catching on. The Aston Villa villains.
I like that.
I do too.
We are the villains team.
Question seven. Brighton and Hove Albion, that's one team, have a nickname that is the same as what type of bothersome birds that try to eat your food on the beach?
The seagulls.
They are the seagulls. They are known as the seagulls, yes. Brighton and Hove Albion is one team.
Interesting.
There's also, I didn't have a question about Manchester United or Man City. Those are the most common ones I would say in America
yeah.
that we know about the most. So did you learn something about English football?
Yes.
I wish that football was as big here. Well, I wish that soccer was as big here as it is over there, because English people really love to watch soccer.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. Round number five. The category is books. Question one. In a very rhyming Dr. Seuss book, what does one boy have in his pocket, along with many other rhyming creatures and items in his house? Question two. Dinosaurs After Dark is the first book of what book series? Question three. What is the name of the housekeeper in a book series who takes her instructions literally? Like if someone asked her to dress a chicken before she cooked it, instead of putting oils and seasonings on it, she would put clothes on it. Question four. What color overalls does Corduroy wear? Question five. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny are the names of four orphaned siblings who make a house out of what? Question six. What is the name of Little Critter's little sister in the Little Critter book series? Question seven. What small animal warns all of the other animals about the Gruffalo to avoid being eaten? Round number 5 answers. Question 1. In a very rhyming Dr. Seuss book, what does one boy have in his pocket, along with many other rhyming creatures and items in his house?
A locket in his pocket. No, it's like a rhymes with pocket.
It's a locket.
Locket.
He has a locket in his pocket and a number in his...
A toothbrush,
a numbered in his cupboard.
And a flink in his sink or something.
Yeah. There's something, a jerton in his curtain and a burden on the certain.
And in the basement, there's like
a whole bunch of
things. The bub.
That's right. Yes. That's a great book. Although there are so many words in that book that aren't actual words. Question 2. Dinosaurs After Dark is the first book of what book series?
Magic Treehouse.
The Magic Treehouse. Love those books.
Because they always... It's like earthquakes at early morning or something. It always starts with the same.
Most of them letter. Do. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Like dinosaurs at dawn.
Question 3. What is the name of the housekeeper in a book series who takes her instructions literally? Like if someone asked her to dress a chicken before cooking it, instead of putting oils and seasoning on it, she would put clothes on it.
Amelia Bedelia.
Good old Amelia Bedelia. There's a lot of idioms in that book, right? Because if she would have said, this is my bread and butter, like she'd bring bread and butter, you know? Question 4. What color overalls does Corduroy wear?
Green.
They are green. Question 5. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny are the names of 4 orphaned siblings who make a house out of what?
A boxcar.
They are the boxcar children. Oh, if you have not read that book, that was
it's good.
That was my favorite when I was a kid. I loved that. Question 6. What is the name of Little Critter's little sister in the Little Critter book series?
Little Sister?
Her name's Little Sister.
Just like Brother Bear and Sister Bear.
Right. Yep.
Steam Bears.
Little Critter and Little Sister. Question 7. What small animal warns all of the other animals about the Gruffalo to avoid being eaten?
The mouse.
The mouse. A Gruffalo? Wouldn't you know?
He has a wart on his nose and a big black...
Terrible teeth and terrible jaws and terrible something claws on his
terrible claws.
Something. Great book. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember... You've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question 1. What extinct species of reptile was often called the sail-backed dinosaur?
The Spinosaurus.
Question 2. How many teams can get relegated or promoted between tiers of the league each year?
3.
Question 3. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny are the names of 4 orphaned siblings who make a house out of what?
A boxcar.
Question 4. What is the process when you push and pull dough to warm and stretch a substance called gluten?
Knead.
Question 5. Which flightless bird, endemic to the island of Mauritius, went extinct in the 17th century?
The dodo.
Question 6. In which country should you never turn a baguette upside down because it is considered bad luck?
France.
Question 7. What is the top professional football league in England?
The Premier League.
And that's the end. Here, come, your shout outs. Extinct Animals comes from Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
Henry is a Patreon subscriber, so double thanks, Henry. Female Singers comes from Theodore.
Thank you, Theodore.
Taylor Swift comes from listener Annabelle. Thank you, Annabelle. Bread and the Questions comes from Knox and June.
Thank you, Knox. Thank you, June.
English Football comes from Rafe.
Thank you, Rafe.
And Rafe is a Patreon subscriber. Yay! Thank you, Rafe. How do you say thank you in a British accent?
Thank you.
And Rafe's favorite team in the Premier League is Brighton. So I think that means Brighton and Hove Albion, the longest name ever. So go, what was their mascot? Go Seagulls!
Woo!
Yay! All right, and it's time for the birthdays. Just a reminder, birthday shoutouts are for paid Patreon subscribers. So to get a birthday shoutout, just sign up for our Patreon and send me a message. Our first birthday today goes out to listener Lucas, who turns 6.
Happy birthday, Lucas.
Lucas is from Foster City, California.
Ooh.
It's your day, Lucas. Hope your nose doesn't have a lot of mucus. On your birthday, hope it's a great day. You are the coolest guy I know. That is 6 from Foster City, California. Okay. Bet you didn't guess I was going to throw out the word mucus in there, did you? Okay. Our next birthday is to listener Henry, who turned 7.
Happy birthday, Henry.
Happy birthday, Henry.
Happy birthday, Henry. You're not turning 10 yet.
Happy birthday, Henry. You are not 10. Do you know her sister, Renry? Happy, happy birthday, Henry. Okay, the next one goes to listener Luke, who is 5.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Happy birthday, Luke. Happy birthday, Luke. You are 5. I'm so glad you're alive. Hope you have a fun time and you get some gum. Fine. Happy, happy birthday to you, Luke. Luke! I don't know. Quinn has the hiccups. All right. And our last birthday goes out to listener Zahn.
Thank you, Zahn.
Happy birthday, Zahn. Zahn turns 8. He is from California as well, Newport Beach, California. Zahn, it is your birthday.
Rock on.
Rock on, Zahn. Party on, Zahn. Rock on, Zahn. Hope you have a great day. Turning 8. Hope 8's great. Rock on, Zahn. And here comes your conversation starter.
Okay.
If you could visit any country in the world, where would you go? You've already been there. You'd go back?
Yes.
You wouldn't pick a different one? Like a new one?
Nope.
Okay. Good to know. I don't know if I could pick just one. I want to go everywhere. Like top of my list currently, this is not to say that any of the rest of them aren't as good. It's just I would like to go to England. I would like to go to Ireland. I would like to go to Scotland. Any of the UK. I would also love to go to like Australia, New Zealand, except the flight is so long. Hoofda. So many. I just want to go everywhere.
Me too.
All right, that's it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.